This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. A Cole County judge has denied a motion by Democratic Governor Jay Nixon to dismiss a lawsuit filed against him by Missouri's Republican state auditor, Tom Schweik. Marshall Griffin has the details from Jefferson City.
Schweik is suing the governor over his decision to withhold $170 million from the current year's state budget. Schweik says Nixon can only withhold funds if state revenues are coming in below estimates and that there was no evidence at the time that that was the case. In a statement, a spokesman for the governor says Judge Beadham's refusal to dismiss the suit has no impact on the governor's duty and authority to, quote, keep the state's fiscal house in order. Arguments could be heard later this month, though an exact date has not been set. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The search for the 23rd University of Missouri System President continued on Tuesday at the Clinton Club in the Mizzou Arena. KBIA's Elizabeth Miller has more.
The Presidential Search Advisory Committee met for close to 5 hours, during which they interviewed one potential candidate. The advisory committee was appointed to help find a replacement for Gary Forsey, who resigned in January. Vice Chancellor of Health Sciences, Hal Williamson, says there's no specific time frame for the search, and the next move is up to the search committee.
We serve at the pleasure of the Presidential Search Committee, and if they decide to reconvene us, I'm sure we'll be happy to do that.
They will be sharing the input from the advisory board when the Presidential Search Committee reconvenes Thursday in St. Louis. Williamson says the process will continue to stay closed and confidential until a decision has been made. Elizabeth Miller, KBIA News.
Two U.S. senators are proposing legislation to cut payroll taxes, boost transportation funding, and restrict regulations. Senators Claire McCaskill, a Democrat from Missouri, and Susan Collins, a Republican from Maine, on Tuesday announced their proposed legislation. The federal lawmakers say the legislation will boost jobs. They also called it an example of what bipartisanship can produce. The legislation includes extending a payroll tax cut through 2012 and creating a tax credit for investments in high-tech small businesses. It also would add $25 billion for highways and bridges and require federal agencies to analyze the costs and benefits of proposed regulations. The lawmakers proposed a 2% surtax on people earning more than $1 million annually and the elimination of some tax breaks for oil companies. The landowners who maintain a damaged Northwest Missouri levee have been reinstated in an Army Corps of Engineers program that helps make repairs after flooding. Paul Markt of the Forest City Levee District offered no details Tuesday other than to confirm the reinstatement. Flooding started soon after the levee district learned it had failed in an inspection and would no longer qualify for federal help. After the floodwaters subsided, landowners found a trench near the levee's base. The hole is 20 to 30 feet deep, more than a quarter mile long, and more than 100 yards wide. An engineer told the cash-strapped levee district it would cost about $4 million to make the needed repairs. Last week, Governor Jay Nixon asked the Corps to reinstate the levee district. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.